Hi, word lovers, and welcome to Christy the Wordsmith. People who embrace the environmentalist ethic, especially those supporting the preservation of forested land and the restriction of logging, are sometimes called tree huggers. Environmental activists, while they don't literally embrace redwoods and ponderosa pines to save them from destruction, were given their nickname after a tree-hugging movement that started in India's Himalaya foothills. In 1973, in a northern Indian village, a group of local women agreed to protest commercial logging of the native ash trees that families depended on for firewood and animal fodder. The women resolved to encircle the trees with their bodies, clasping hands with one another to thwart the loggers' axes. The protest was successful. No ash trees were felled that day, and the incident ignited several identical protests in nearby villages. Speakers of the Hindi language called this strategy Chipko Andolan, which means adhere to the trees movement or embrace the trees movement. Translated into English, Chipko Andolan became tree hugger movement. The 1973 incident became a touchstone for discussions relating to environmental issues, first in India, then around the world. By the mid-1980s, the term tree hugger entered our folk lexicon as the English language moniker for a forest conservationist. I'm Christy the Wordsmith.
Christy the Wordsmith is sponsored by the Gelhausen Family Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and Zoot Enterprises of Bozeman, Montana, a global provider of advanced decision management solutions for the financial services industry. ZootSolutions.com.